ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
All right, is everybody set and ready? Because if you are, then so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, 25 questions in five categories, and our categories tonight are category number one, Go West. Go West. Category number two, scarecrows. Category number three, rainbows. Category number four, on the river. Category number five, last movies. All right, Go West, scarecrows, rainbows, on the river, last movies. Well, I promised Anne I'd give her another go. Of course I will, always. Anne from Caulfield is going to kick us off. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, not bad. What do you like here? Go West, scarecrows, rainbows, on the river, last movies.
I'm probably going to bother that straight away. I'll go rainbows, please.
Rainbows. Oh, I don't know. Question number one. Since 1994, which country has been nicknamed the Rainbow Nation?
I'm wondering if it's, the first country in Europe to accept gay marriage. I'm not sure. Either that or I'm thinking in terms of New Zealand, either New Zealand or the Netherlands, which one of those answers is probably wrong and one's probably right, and I'll say the wrong one. I'll say Netherlands, but not at all confident.
No, there's a reason for your lack of confidence, Anne.
Absolutely.
See ya. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
No, it's not the Netherlands. So since 1994, which country has been nicknamed the Rainbow Nation? Justin from Frankston. Hello, Justin.
G'day, Phil. How was your week?
So far it's been all right. It's early days, but so far
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, my week's been a bit of a downer at the moment.
Oh, well, that's no good, Justin. I'll try and cheer you up through the Mighty Challenge.
Yeah, I just lost my dear cat that I've had for about 9 years.
Oh, dear. No, it cannot be fun when your good pal leaves. I agree.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
All right, tell us, what do you reckon? Since 1994, which country has been nicknamed the Rainbow Nation?
I'm going to say New Zealand.
No, it's not New Zealand. Sorry, Justin. No, it's not New Zealand. Sorry to hear about your cat. Thank you. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Jeff from Jalorup. G'day, Jeff.
How you going, Philip?
I'm all right, man. Yes, pretty good.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go west straight away and get me off the, open the bat.
It's there for you.
I'm thinking
speaking of west, by the way, Jeff, we got in the first hour of the program tomorrow night. We're going to be going west because I'm going to talk with Colin Barnett about his book about WA.
Oh, okay.
Which he's called Out West. So there we are.
Oh, there we go. I'll have to have a listen.
Remember, you can always listen back on the Listen app as a podcast as well. What do you reckon? We're not in Go West. I was about to ask you a question from that category. Oh. We're in rainbows. We're in rainbows. Since 1994, which country has been nicknamed the Rainbow Nation?
Yeah, I'm thinking it might be just below somewhere where I used to live. So I'm thinking South Africa.
Correct. Yes, it is. What? Yes, it is. It's South Africa. Very good. All right. Question number two. Well, I suppose you want to. I suppose you want to
go west. Just why not?
Question number two. Go west, Jeff from Jalorup in the mighty west. If you travel due west from Perth, Jeff.
Yes.
Which country would you arrive in first?
Oh, would you miss? Well, I think it's Madagascar, but I've got to think, do you miss Reunion and all those other little ones, Mauritius? Okay, I'll go Madagascar.
Not correct. Sorry, Jeff. Anyway, never go west. Okay. Never set. If I, mind you, if I was in Perth, I don't think I'd set out west from the Swan either.
No, I wouldn't.
It's a long way to go.
Okay.
See you, mate. Bye. Thank you, Jeff from Jalora. Trevor from Croydon Park. Hello, Trevor.
Hi, Phil. I won't give the ridiculous answer of Rottnest Island.
But maybe not.
But
well, anyway, we're after a country.
Yes, I will say. I think you've got a mighty lot of a couple of oceans before you hit Argentina.
Not correct.
Oh.
No. Not correct. Thanks, Trev. Bye-bye. Yes, is Rottnest Island a country? Well, I suppose in a way it probably was. But in a way. Andrea from Australind in WA. G'day, Andrea.
Evening.
Evening.
Evening, Philip. Yes. Can I say hello to George in Fremantle and congratulate him on getting the 10 questions right on Sunday night?
Oh, did he with Suzanne? Oh, good on him.
No, not with Suzanne. With Libby.
Oh, yes. It was with Libby Gore, right. Okay, yes.
Yes, but it was rather unfortunate because she thought that he was cheating.
Oh.
So, and it was, she sort of shouted at him and cut him off, and I don't think it was recognised that he actually would have gotten it. So it was quite unusual.
Controversy, wasn't it? Okay, yes.
Yes, it was.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that, Andrew. I'd like to say I could do something about it, but I can't, if you know what I mean.
I think that a lot of the listeners would say congratulations to George and well done.
Good on you, George. Well done. Now, Andrea, if you travelled due west from Perth, which country would you arrive in first?
I think you'd hit one of those countries on South America. I'm just trying to think of... the trip in there with almost the same name. Oh, my mind's gone blank. Next to Chile, I think, on the east coast. No, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
No good?
No.
No, all right. Thanks, Andrea. Sorry.
Thanks, eh?
Bye. George is getting a lot of support on the text line too. I didn't hear it, George. I'm sorry to hear it, but I did not hear it's out of our hands. There'll be nothing like that here on the Mighty Challenge Monday to Thursday, as you know. Ray in the Bay says, Ray in the Bay agrees that George is owed. Okay. All right. David from Alcola. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, g'day, Philip.
How you doing? All right.
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah.
We're up to question number two. We haven't got that far. Go west. If you travel due west from Perth, which country would you arrive in first?
I know you've already had South Africa as an answer, so you generally don't have the same answer twice, but I can't think of anything else. So, look, I'll just say South Africa.
Correct. Oh. Very good. Yes, I know. But you see, you mustn't make suppositions and assumptions in the Mighty Challenge.
No, that's right.
We would rarely, if ever, have the same answer in the same category, but I'm not saying we wouldn't. Yeah, if you know what I mean. Jeff from Subiaco reckons many people say they're going overseas to Rottnest when they live in Perth. Well, I probably would agree with that. Hmm. All righty. Question number three. We're in Go West, Dave. You want to stay there, or you can. You've got the choice of the board, as it were. On the River, Last Movie, Scarecrows, Rainbows, Go West.
Oh, I might go On the River.
On the River. You could be good at these. Famous for its paddle steamers, which Victorian town is the closest settlement to Melbourne on the Murray River?
Could that be Echuca?
Correct. Yes. Echuca is the closest settlement to Melbourne on the Murray. Famous for its paddle steamer. I really hope there's enough water in the Murray for a paddle steamer to paddle, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, not sure there is at the moment.
Question number four, On the River. Staying?
Yeah, I'll dig that.
Which river is central to the storyline of The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
I think he was on the Mississippi. I'll say Mississippi.
Correct. Yes, he was. He was on the Mississippi. Marvellous, marvellous book. Question number five, On the River.
Okay.
Which 1908 children's novel is set on and around a fictionalised version of the Thames?
Not too sure. Look, I'll just say Peter Pan.
Not Peter Pan, Dave.
Okay.
No. Good run, though. Nice.
Okay. Thanks, Phil.
Three easy ones. Bingo. Thanks, David. Bye-bye. And David from Ocola. 1-300-800-222 is the number. All righty. Now, where are we? Nat from Kallaroo. G'day, Nat.
Hey, Philip.
Which 1908 children's novel set on and around a fictionalised version of the Thames?
I really don't know, so I'm just going to say Tintin.
Not Tintin. Nice words. It's a lovely story, but not correct. Okay. Tony from Ballarat. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Philip. 57th anniversary, one of the greatest achievements in the scientific world. The Eagle has landed in my lifetime, plus of all time. The Americans and the Australian scene, outback types, beware rabbits of the wedge-tailed eagle.
Yeah. Well, that's right, the actual day, the anniversary was not today, yesterday, wasn't it, the 21st?
Well, yesterday, yes.
Yeah, but it's sort of today, sort of real, Tony. So we're right, it's very good. No, nicely acknowledged. The Sea of Tranquility.
Yes.
The eagle has landed. Does seem incredible, doesn't it, Tony? Well, it seems so long ago.
It was all we have thought possible, perhaps, at the start of the century.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, all right. Well, they say we're going back, so... let's see. Question number five. We're in a category called On the River. Which 1908 children's novel is set on and around a fictionalised version of the Thames?
All right. All I can have countless straight away is Little Lord Fauntleroy.
Little Lord Fauntleroy. No. No. There wasn't. Thanks. Thanks, Tony. Nice to chat with you as always. Yes, 1-300-800-222. If George would like to call into this Monday to Thursday edition of the Mighty Challenge, he is always welcome. I am told by many people on the text line that Libby Gore did apologise at the end. Now, I didn't hear it, so I can't say what went on. But judging by the text line, there was an issue. All right, question number five. Where are we? Keegan from Perth. G'day, Keegan.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Pretty good, yes.
That's the way.
Not bad. Were you named after Kevin Keegan? No.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
Just thinking news of his death the other day. Question number five, we're on the river. Which 1908 children's novel is set on and around a fictionalised version of the Thames?
Mate, I'm going to have a stab and say Wind in the Willows.
Correct, yes. The Wind in the Willows, correct, was set in and around a fictionalised version of the Thames. All right, question number five. We're in On the River. You can stay there or have anything else. Go west, scarecrows, rainbows, or last movies?
We'll go west, please, mate.
Go west. Why not? Keegan's in Perth. Question number six. Which country makes up Papua New Guinea's western border?
Oh. Like East Timor or something? Timor?
Not Timor, no. Sorry, Keegan, thank you. Bye-bye. No, not correct. Lorenzo in Fulham Gardens. Hi, Lorenzo.
Hello there, Phil.
Question number six we're up to. We're in a category called Go West. Which country makes up Papua New Guinea's western border?
I wouldn't have a clue. East Timor?
No, not East Timor. Not Timor or East Timor, but thank you anyway. Where are we? Harry is in Paddington. Hello, Harry.
Hey, Phil. Just before we go, I was hoping for rainbows. But interesting fact about rainbows, they are refracted light, you know. And what occurs with a double rainbow?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Well, I have seen it, though. I don't want to, I'm not bragging about it, but at my place, I often see double rainbows.
Yeah, they're amazing. It's a mirrored image of the rainbow, the major one.
Oh, is it?
But the colours are reversed.
Oh, okay. I was listening to the weather bloke on ABC TV one night, not that long ago, and he was telling me that, when I said telling me, he was telling us that apparently it's quite precise the angle at which you have to be looking at to see a rainbow. I forget the number, but I mean, I'm making this up, but he said, you know, you have to be looking at it at 42 degrees, otherwise you can't see it, for example.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I love Fred Watson on the Wednesday evening.
He's great, the isn't astronomer. He?
I put one to him about the sun that they discovered a while back called Stevenson 218. You can put 10 billion of our suns in this thing. That's how huge it is.
Whoa.
And I said, if that was in place in our solar system, we'd be toast out to Saturn. And he knew about that.
Yeah.
He's so knowledgeable. I said, would that have any effect on the gaseous nature of Uranus? And he kept a straight face.
Harry, that's beneath. That is beneath you to be making jokes about that planet, which...
Yeah, well,
Harry,
I
know, but it's an easy get. It's an easy get, Harry. Come on, you have to. Sometimes, right, Harry. Sometimes you have to. You know, you see a bloke called Richard, and you think, "No, I'm not going to make the joke. I'm not going to do it." You know.
Listen,
yes.
Yeah. What's that? Getting back to the quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Question number six. Question number six. We're in a category called Go West. Which country makes up Papua New Guinea's western border?
Oh, God, I've forgotten the name of it. I'm going to struggle with this one. So, yeah, it doesn't come to mind right now. But, as soon as I hear it, I'll go, that's it.
No good?
Hey, thanks.
Thanks, Harry.
Thanks for listening to my stories.
Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. See you later. Yes. Marianne says, I'm glad I wasn't the only one that texted in about George. Now, a lot of people are very, as I said, I'm terribly sorry. I haven't heard it. I'll try and find out what happened. But lots of people say she did apologise at the end anyway. Look, all that's over. It's here on the Mighty Challenge, Monday to Thursday, as you know. Well, you're here. You hear it. 1-300-800-222. Kelly from Cottesloe. Hi, Kelly.
Phil, how are you?
I'm very well. Very well. Question number six. Go west. Which country makes up Papua New Guinea's western border?
I can only think of Indonesia.
Correct. Yeah. Oh, it is. It's Indonesia. Yeah. It is.
Oh, wow. All right. My first right question.
Kelly, it's not going to be the last, you see. Question number seven. We're in Go West. You're in Cottesloe. You might want to stay there, but you can move to Scarecrows, Rainbows, Last Movies, On the River.
I'm going to try Last Movies.
Last Movies. Question number seven. What is the title of Star Wars Episode 8?
Oh, my God. I've watched one, the first one, but I'll leave this for a real Star Wars person.
There'll be real Star Wars people out there, Kelly.
I know. Right. They all gather here.
They will.
Okay,
that's right.
Thank you. Have a
see
good
you.
Night.
You too. Bye bye. Yes, they will, as we know. All righty, Bob from Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
Phil, I was going to be really clever with the previous answer. It was once called West Irian, and that's now right. It's called Irian Jaya.
That's right.
But it is Indonesia, and I've got all about Indonesia.
And actually, well, that's right. It is part of Indonesia. There is a separatist independence movement there, as we know. But they're not getting anywhere so far. Last movies. What's the title of Star Wars Episode 8?
No, I'll have to throw the towel in, I think.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, mate. See you, Bob. Adrian from Nunawading. G'day, Adrian.
No, Phil, how are you?
Pretty good. What do you reckon?
All the earlier ones, New Hope and Return of the Jedi and all of those I know, but the later couple I just don't. Revenge of the Sith, I'll have a stab at that. But
no, it's not Revenge of the Sith.
No.
All right, thanks, Adrian. Bye-bye. We're in a category called Last Movies. Linda from Semaphore. Hello. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Phil. Why is it that I know all of the questions?
I know.
Until I get on air with you.
You know, I don't know the answer to that because, as you know, I don't answer questions, Linda.
Well, I know, but I think it's a bit of a conundrum, like Anne's thing, when you've got two things in your mind and you always say the wrong one.
The law of Anne, which is when confronted with two possible answers on the Mighty Challenge, you inevitably choose the wrong one.
Absolutely.
Happens more. What do you reckon? Question number 7. What is the title of Star Wars Episode 8? We're in a category called Last Movies.
The Mandalorian?
Not The Mandalorian. No.
Okay.
Thanks, Linda. Bye-bye. All right. Jenny from Narre Warren. Hello, Jenny.
Oh, hi, Phil. Ditto with the last few people. I know the first ones, but I never saw the others, and I wouldn't have a clue. So good night from me.
See you, Jenny. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, mate. Dear. Paul from North Fitzroy's got the right answer. Ben from Ballarat, just wondering if it might be The Mandalorian. No, it's not. We're in a category called Last Movies. Sophie from Glen Iris. Hello, Sophie.
Hello, Philip.
Wow. We're struggling with a bit with this one. Last Movies. What's the title of Star Wars Episode 8?
Look, it's a guess, but I'm going to go with The Last Jedi.
Correct. Yes.
Oh,
we're in a category called Last Movies. It's The Last Jedi.
Something inside me has always been there. But now it's awake. Help.
I've seen this raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
Oh, yes, Sophie. All right, question number 8. We're in Last Movies, but you can have your pick of the board. Go West, Scarecrows, Rainbows, On the River, Last Movies.
I'll stick with Last Movies, thanks, Phil.
Staying with Last Movies. 2019's Last Blood was the 5th instalment in which series of action films?
Is it Rambo?
Correct. Very good.
Yeah, don't take my horse to the old town. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
All these years I've kept my secrets. But the time has come to face my past. And if it comes looking for me, they will welcome death.
It's beyond parody, Rambo.
Scary.
Oh, dear. All righty, question number 9. We're in Last Movies, but you don't have to stay there. You could move.
No, I'll stay there, thanks.
Who stars as LA detective Jack Slater in 1993's Last Action Hero?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Correct. Excellent work. Nice work on the movies. Question number 10. last movies, Sophie.
Yes, thanks.
Which 1992 film stars Daniel Day-Lewis as Nathaniel Hawkeye Poe?
1992 film.
We're in a category called Last Movies.
Oh, yes, The Last of the Mohicans.
Correct. Did I help you there?
No.
I didn't mean to.
No, it was the Hawkeye, and I thought Mohicans and
yeah, whatnot. The Last of the Mohicans. Who wrote that book? There was a book, isn't it? Who wrote that? It's a classic, isn't it? Harry in the Bay had The Last of the Mohicans. Paul from North Fitzroy. Good Ray in the Bay, Last of the Mohicans. Chris in the Southern Waters. I don't know what you're referring to there, Chris. My texter says, thank heavens, I thought it was going to be a repeat of the Socceroos captain question. That was a bit embarrassing, wasn't it, really? That we've just completed the World Cup campaign and nobody seemed to know who was the captain of the Socceroos. Question number 11. We're in last movies. In fact, we've got one left. That's all.
Yes, please.
Wow. Sophie from Glen Iris. Last of the Mohicans was written by James Fenimore Cooper, American writer. All righty, question number 11, last movies. Who played Jesus in 1989's The Last Temptation of Christ?
Oh, golly. I don't really know, so it's going to be a bit of a guess. It's going to be someone like Willem Dafoe.
Correct. Correct, Willem Dafoe, it was. Very good. Oh, well, that's nice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Sophie.
Oh.
Wow.
Happy.
Yeah, I would think so, yes. Well, that's it for last movie. So we've got On the River, Go West, Scarecrows or Rainbows. Question number 12.
On the River, thanks, Phil.
On the River, question number 12. Which river runs through Mosul, Tikrit, Samarra, and Baghdad?
Okay, so there's two that I'm thinking of. I'm going to do an and, I think. I'm going to go with the Euphrates.
Not correct, Sophie.
Oh, I know.
Thank you so much, Bob. No, not correct. Chris in the Southern Waters says, Phil, how has there been three questions about Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone and no one has attempted any impersonations yet? Well, Chris, I don't mind. Give us a call if you would like to display your wares, as it were. Judy's in Perth. Hello, Judy.
Hello.
Question number 12, On the River. Which river runs through Mosul, Tikrit, Samarra and Baghdad?
Well, she said two rivers, and guess she said Euphrates, so the other one must be the Tigris.
Correct, yes. Yes, she unfailingly obeyed the law of Anne, which we were just talking about. When confronted with two possibilities, invariably people choose the wrong one. Question number
What was Kim's river question? What was the answer to that? Was it Wind in the Willows?
It was the Wind in the Willows, yeah.
We went on a canal boat through there.
What, along the Thames?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We were on a canal boat for 2 months and we went through and I thought, well, it's got to be Wind in the Willows.
Oh, you're on for 2 months? Did you hire it in London and go upstream, did you?
We hired it in Oxford then came to London, spent 10 nights in London, went to Reading, along the Kennet. And then back to the end of the Thames and then back to Oxford.
Oh, so you went from Oxford down to London and then back again?
Yeah, we did the Thames Ring. So you sort of came out of London and went round the Thames, so round Windsor Castle and all that.
Yeah. Oh, well, that would have been great fun. How long did it take, Judy?
2 months, yeah.
Wow, that would have been terrific. Was it terrific? I don't know. Was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you got used to operating all the locks?
Yeah, yeah. They give you about a half an hour lesson.
Uh-huh.
And then off you go.
Off you go. Hmm. Yeah. No, it's, well, there's lots of, yeah, it's a terrific idea for a trip. Question 13. Someone said you can actually, I think this is correct, you can, if you go to France, pretty soon after you get to France, you can get a canal boat and then you can make your way all the way across France in canals all the way to the Mediterranean.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I mean, there's 2,000 miles of canals in England.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I know there's heaps in England, but I didn't realise that about France. But apparently that's true, and you can make your way all, or maybe it's from Paris to the Mediterranean. But anyway, a long way.
Yeah.
Question 13. We're in on the river, where you can stay there if you like. One left there. Otherwise, you could move to Scarecrow's Rainbows or go west.
Well, I'm not very good at rivers normally, so I'll try Scarecrow's because I can think of a few Scarecrow's.
Killian Murphy played the villainous Scarecrow in which 2005 superhero movie?
Oh, well, this one I don't know. So, yeah, I wouldn't have a clue.
No good?
I fashioned nice Scarecrows.
Thanks, Judy. See ya. Okay. Bye. Bye. Thanks for the tale of your cruising down the river. Lek from Burrow. Hi, Lek.
Hey, Philip. I know you don't answer questions, but I'm going to ask you a question. So why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Win an award?
What did he win an award for?
The Scarecrow? Oh, why did the Scarecrow go into award?
Yeah. No, why did it win an award?
Oh, sorry. Why did the Scarecrow win an award? I say, Lick, why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Yeah, for outstanding in his field.
Oh.
Oh, I've saved it up for half hour.
Hey, tell me.
Bangkok used to be they used to call the Venice of the East, and everything was canals there too.
Yeah, it is.
And also Kenneth Graham's Wind in the Willows was my dear mum's favourite book ever. And, yeah, so I've, like, had 5,000 things coming on, and
nothing quite like messing around in boats. Lick
correctly.
Hey, tell me, Scarecrows. Killian Murphy played the villainous Scarecrow in which 2005 superhero movie?
Oh, the Green Mile. No, not the Green Mile. No. Good night, all.
Thanks, Lick. See ya. Bye. No, is the answer. Josh from Darlington. Hi, Josh.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
Pretty good. Question 13 we're up to. Scarecrows. Killian Murphy played the villainous Scarecrow in which 2005 superhero movie?
I know it's a Batman film, Phil. Yeah, hopefully that helps somebody, but...
you may as well have a crack.
Batman Begins?
Correct. Yes, it is.
To travel the world, now you must journey inwards. What do you really fear? Inside you. There is no turning back.
The parent's death was not your fault. The training is nothing. The will is everything.
If you make yourself more than just a man, if you devote yourself to an ideal, you become something else entirely. Are you ready to begin?
Are you ready? Big Batman Begins. Very good, Josh. Question number 14. We're in Scarecrows. You can move to Rainbows, go west or on the river.
I might go west, please, Phil.
Go west. If you travel due west from Santiago, which Australian city would you arrive in first?
Due west from Santiago. I'm going to say... maybe Sydney.
Correct. Yes. If you travel due west from Santiago, the first Australian city you would arrive in would be Sydney. Very good. Staying with due west?
Yes, please.
If you travel due west from Darwin, what's the first country you would reach?
Due west from Somewhere in Indonesia. Indonesia?
No, not Indonesia. Sorry, Josh. Thank you. No. Betty from Dapto. Hi, Bet.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, Betty. Yes, very well. How's the household?
I'm quite pleased that other people noticed about George's treatment, and I would just like to say cheerio to George.
Hey, George. G'day, George. I know George. He hasn't been on this version with me for a while. But anyway, good on you, George. Give us a call anytime.
Well, the way he was playing, I think he was up to question 7 or 8, and he answered all the others up until the last one very quickly. And I thought, gee, George could get a black magnet here tonight.
Yeah, well, George plays fair and square, I always thought, yes.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Mm.
Yes, I'm quite sure he does. He has a bit of a hearing problem, but apart from that, he's a good player.
Oh, I think that's true, Betty. A bit like you, Bet. Fair and square, straight up and down, straight as a die, all that. Dinky die.
I don't know about that, but I'd like to have the knowledge of some of the people on the nightlife, but anyway, that's the way things are.
Well, that's the thing about nightlife, isn't it? There have been people know stuff, and also you learn things, I reckon. Well, I do. Well,
you
I do.
Do. You
I do.
All the time. And the trouble is, you don't ask me the questions I know.
Betty, there'd be so much stuff in your head that I wish we could get to, but I know I can only ask one question at a time. And this one is, if you travelled due west from Darwin, Bet, what's the first country you would reach?
Well, I'll say Java.
Not Java, no. Sorry, Bet. See ya.
Anyway, I'm glad that there was other people upset about George.
Yeah, no, there's a tidal wave of texts here. Betty, all on your side of the equation.
Thank you, Phil.
See ya. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Thank you, Tanya. Some people texting in defence of Libby, who's a lovely, warm and conscientious nightlife host, which I'm sure is right. Of course, that's how I know her anyway. All righty. Chris from Pakenham. Hello, Chris.
G'day, Phil. Excuse my croggy throat.
That's all right. Question number 15. We're in Go West.
Going west, yeah.
Hmm. If you travelled due west from Darwin, what's the first country you would reach?
Timor-Leste.
No, not Timor-Leste. Not Timor-Leste. If you travelled due west is what we're going. Thanks for all the text calls and answers. We can't get to everybody. Has anybody got the right answer here? No. Oh, yes, Karen from Mullumbimby's got the right answer. What about Pandora from Sapphire Beach? Hello, Pandora.
Hey, Phil, how are you going this evening?
Pretty good. Yeah, no, not bad. Not bad.
Can I interrupt just quickly?
Yes.
Before we get to this question that I either do or don't know, I don't think I know it, but Libby did a really good job filling in 2 nights with all the quiz people who just go, this is the way quizzes run, and she tried really hard, and I don't think she meant to stuff up. She did a good job, and, you know, we're all rigid. We know the rules, and she just stepped in for 4 nights and went into our nightmare pit of people going, these are the rules. This is how it's run. You must do this. Her first night was horrible because everybody just,
I can imagine.
I was like, these are the rules. I just give her a chance, guys. She did good. And I'm sure there is a black magnet coming. It will all be sorted out in the wash.
Well, that's right. In fact, I'm trying to think whether I ever gave George a black magnet years ago because he used to bring me and play this version of the Mighty Challenge. But he hasn't for a while. But anyway, maybe he'll come back.
I don't know if Libby will.
She may not. Well, you think she may not want to after that?
Well, I just think everybody's got to be a little bit more gentle to her.
Oh, yes. Well, that, we should all, in the words of a great broadcaster, Pandora, we should all be kind to each other, should we not?
Yes, we should.
Question number 15. If you travel, we're going west. If you travel due west from Darwin, what's the first country you would reach?
Well, my thoughts were India.
No, not India. Thank you. Bye-bye. But it's a bit of an improvement what we've had. Anne in Brunswick says, that's interesting. We're speaking of canal boat trips because I was saying you can go right across France, one side of France, all the way through to the Mediterranean. Anne in Brunswick says, it's possible to go from the English Channel to the Black Sea along canals and rivers. A friend of mine did it in the 1990s and wrote a book about it. Oh, well, I suppose it would be, wouldn't it? You could go the English Channel, you could go down through the Mediterranean. Where would you go? Up through the Dardanelles? You wouldn't have to go. That's if you went through the Mediterranean Sea. Yeah, the Sea of Marmara, isn't it called? And then up the Bosphorus into the Black Sea. Wow, that would be a trip. Prince Chepessa from Tenterfield says, go, Betty, you're a true blue dinky dye. Betty is true blue and dinky dye. That's true. Karen says, I'm with Libby. She was mauled by the nightlife pack. We are a friendly crew, are we not? Ben from W-Town. Yes, that's correct. That is correct. George has just texted in. Hi, George. Thanks to all the people who've offered support for my efforts on Sunday night. I am going to receive a Black Magic magnet because I apparently answered 10 questions correctly. Good on you, George. Nice to hear from you as well. And hey, George, give us a call. I know you have in the past, but I'm sorry if it was upsetting for you, but it does sound as though it all got sorted out in the end. Alrighty. Let's get to, who knows the answer to this question? David from Lismore. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. We're up to question 15. Go west. If you travel due west from Darwin, what's the first country you would reach?
Well, I heard a pretty good answer before. Madagascar? I'll go with that one.
Correct. Yes. Yes, well, we did have that answer before, didn't we? That was if you went due west from Perth, you'd run into Madagascar. Too far south. No, exactly. Madagascar is correct. All right, question 16. There are 10 left, one in go west, four in scarecrows, four in rainbows, and one in on the river.
Well, I'm usually terrible with geography, so we'll stick with go west.
Staying with go west. Question number 16. 10 questions left. The westernmost point of mainland Africa is located in which country?
Staying true to my terrible geography knowledge, I'll have to get this one away.
David, in your defence, I should say we're in that thorny thicket known as West Africa, which, as we know, in the nightlife mighty challenge can be a thicket of pain. All right, mate, thank you. See you later. 1-300-800-222 is the number. All righty. Michael from Freshwater. Hi, Michael.
G'day, Phil.
The westernmost point of mainland Africa is located in which country?
That's good, because I thought it might have been Cape Verde from the...
That would have been a good answer. Yes, well, it is west of Africa. Yeah, that's true, yeah.
That's right. I have no idea. Let's say Gabon.
Not Gabon, no. Thanks, Michael. Good on you. Cape Verde is a good answer, yes. How good were they in the World Cup? George from Fremantle has got the right answer. Good on you, George. Well done. There are lines free, 1-300-800-222. Come on, lines free, 1-300-800-222. The westernmost point of mainland Africa is located in which country? Lines are free, you'll get straight through. Sam from Harvey. Hello, Sam.
Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Question 16 we're up to. The westernmost point of mainland Africa is located in which country?
I'll say Thailand.
Not Thailand, no.
No, okay.
Sorry, thanks, Sam. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. No, it's not Thailand. All right. Chris from Pakenham says, Phil, of course you can get to the Mediterranean by riverboat. It's all downhill. I always think that too, Chris. I don't think the world works like that. Dear. Olivia from Mount Hawthorne, that is correct. Yes. Karen from Mullumbimby, that is correct. Who's got an answer for me here? Right, we're up to question 16. Last one in Go West. The westernmost point of mainland Africa. The westernmost point of mainland Africa is located in which country? You see, I've just dipped my toe back in here to West Africa. Please don't punish me. line 3, 1-300-800-222. Westernmost point of mainland Africa is located in which country? Lindsay from Darwin says, if you go west from Darwin, the first country is Australia on the other side of the harbour. yes, well, nice point, Lindsay. A technical point, I think. All right. Well, question 16, is this where we've stopped? Brian from Mile End's got the right answer. Brian from Mile End, that is correct. Adrian from Bella Vista, that is also correct. 1-300-800-222. Anybody who wants to have a crack? Maybe Ryan from the Pilbara. G'day, Ryan.
Hello, how are you?
Not bad. Westernmost point of mainland Africa is located in which country?
I'd go Senegal, is that
correct?
Right?
Yes, it is. It's in Senegal, which where they used to have the Dakar Rally, isn't it?
It is.
Well, they don't anymore. It's too dangerous, I think, isn't it? That's the problem. All right, question 17. That's it for Go West. So we've got three categories left. We've got one question left in On the River. Otherwise, we've got four in Scarecrows and four in Rainbows.
I'll go Scarecrows, Phil.
Scarecrows. The Scarecrow Walks at Midnight was a title in which series of horror books for children?
Goosebumps.
Yes, correct. Very good. Goosebumps. All right, question number 18, Ryan. Scarecrows. Yeah. Which lovable scarecrow has been played on screen by John Pertwee and Mackenzie Crook?
The Wizard of Oz one. Pertwee. No, was it Wurzel Gummidge?
Wurzel Gummidge, correct. Yes, very good. Very good.
Yes.
All righty, question number 19. We're in Scarecrows.
Yep, staying that
one. In The Wizard of Oz, what does the Scarecrow want from the wizard?
Does he want a heart?
No, not a heart. Sorry, Ryan. No, not a heart. Good work, though. Enid in Perth. Hello, Enid.
Hello, I was going to try Africa, and I wasn't going to get it right anyway. I'm trying to think if he's a scarecrow.
In The Wizard of Oz, what does the scarecrow want from the wizard?
I don't know. He might need a broom handle to keep him upright.
Yeah, well, that's true, yes.
That's my answer.
Okay. No, well, that's a good answer, Anne, Enid, but unfortunately it's not correct. Thanks for that. Bye-bye. Bobsleds. Yes, there's, of course, bobsled. That is correct. Excellent. Dyer from Mandurah. Joyce from Perth. Plenty of people texting in with the correct answer. Luke from Brizzy. This is an easy one. Luke, in The Wizard of Oz, yes, what does the scarecrow want from the wizard?
Well, I was a munchkin in the Year 7 production in my high school. So, Scarecrow wanted a brain.
He does.
Yeah. Back where I come from, we have universities, seats of great learning, where men go to become great thinkers. And when they come out, they think deep thoughts, and with no more brains than you have. But they have one thing you haven't got, a diploma. Therefore, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Universitatis Comitiatum e Pluribus Unum, I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree of Ph.D.
Ph.D.?
Yeah, that's Doctor of Thinkology.
Sum of the square roots of any two sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the remaining side.
Oh, joy! Thatcher! I've got a brain!
If I only had a brain. No, that's if I only had a heart, isn't it? Yes. Great.
The lion. Yeah, the lion sings that. Yeah.
If I only had a heart. Yeah. Question number 20. All right, we're in Scarecrows. One left there, if you like, or otherwise you can move to Rainbows or On the River.
We'll try and knock it out for the rest of the people.
Scarecrows, all right. Yeah. Rain on the Scarecrow. Rain on the Scarecrow was a 1985 hit for which American artist?
I don't know, Phil. I probably know it when I hear it, but...
I reckon you will.
I love the 80s, but I'll have to guess... I'll just guess U2.
No, not U2.
Okay.
Thanks, Luke. See ya. Bye-bye. No, not U2. Thank you, Chris and the Southern Waters, I think. Harry in the Bay, that's correct. Yes. 1-300-800-222 is the number. We're up to question number 20. Claire from Perth. Hello, Claire.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Yes, we're in last one in Scarecrows. Rain on the Scarecrow was a 1985 hit for which American artist?
1985, did you say?
I did.
Rain on the Scarecrow. Oh my gosh. I'm feeling like the guy that sang the song Diamonds and Pearls, Prince, Rain on the Scarecrow.
Mm.
1985, did you say?
Sorry, Claire. We'll have to move on. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Frank from Mount Evelyn, that's correct. Annette from Perth, correct. Yes, Robin, correct. Paul from Plainlands had Bruce Springsteen. No, it's not Bruce Springsteen. Martin from Grosvale. G'day, Martin.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Who are we after?
I'll have a guess and say... George Thorogood?
Not George Thorogood. Sorry, no, it's not George Thorogood. I tell you what, we'll carry it over. We're up to question number 20. Not that many left. We'll proceed after the news.
The Mighty Challenge.
Okay, we're up to question 20. There are lines free if you want to get through. 1-300-800-222. We're up to question 20. You can win from here, I would think. Jim from Frankston. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you going?
Not bad. Up to question 20. Scarecrows, Rain on the Scarecrow was a 1985 hit for which American artist?
John Cougar Mellencamp.
It was indeed John Cougar Mellencamp. Exactly. I had a little grab of his somewhere and now I can't find it. Yes, I can. Why not? Rain on the Scarecrow.
The crops grew last summer, weren't enough to pay the loan. Couldn't buy the seed to plant this spring and fall. Just my job, and I hope you understand. They calling it your job, oh horse, sure don't make it right. If you want me to, I'll say a prayer for your soul tonight. Grandma's on the front porch with a Bible in her hand. Sometimes I hear her singing, take me to the promised land. You take away man's dignity, you can't work his fields and cows. Blood on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Blood on the scarecrow.
Yes, very good, Jim. Excellent work. Bobstead says the heavy rain in Oz caused the lion to run away and the tin man to rust, but the demise of the scarecrow was the last straw. Oh, not bad, Bobstead. Not bad. Question 21, Jim. There are four questions in rainbows and one question on the river.
I might go for on the river.
Last one in on the river. The draw... And the Cebu, the Dra and the Cebu, are two of the longest rivers in which North African country?
I've got no idea, so I'll just have a stab in the dark and say Tunisia.
Not Tunisia. Sorry, Jim, no, not Tunisia, I suppose. At least it's not West Africa, which we might be here for a while. Mick from Mitcham. G'day, Mick.
G'day, Phil.
Question 21. The Dra, we're in a category called On the River. The Dra and the Cebu are two of the longest rivers in which North African country. It's not Tunisia.
Good heavens. I don't think there are any rivers up that north. It's all desert, isn't it? I know it's not right, but the Congo.
No, not the Congo. Sorry. Nope, not the Congo. Andy's in Hobart. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
Question 21. on the river. The Drar and the Sebu are two of the longest rivers in which North African country?
Morocco.
Morocco is correct. Very good. Yes. Excellent work. All righty. We've got four left, and they're all in rainbows.
Yep.
Rainbow, the other side of the rainbow, and Rainbow's End are all biographies of which actress?
Wouldn't have a clue.
Okay, no worries, Andy. Thank you anyway. Thanks for having a crack at it. Cameron from South Perth will know the answer to this. G'day, Cameron. Cameron. Hello. Okay, has Cameron gone to
sleep?
Hello. Oh, no, sorry, sorry. I thought you'd nodded off, Cameron. What do you reckon?
A bit of a sad story about Sunday night.
Oh, George from Fremantle. Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway.
No. Me. I was.
What happened, Cameron?
Well, I answered eight. The ninth question was the last magnet question, and I couldn't answer it.
Oh no, Cameron. Mm. Oh, no.
All right, the answer's Judy Garland.
Rainbow, the other side of the rainbow, and Rainbow's End are biographies of which actress?
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland, correct.
If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't
just exquisite. Could it be Judy Garland? Says Gary. Yes, it could be Gary. Cameron, question 23.
Yep.
Which American author wrote the 1998 techno thriller Rainbow Six?
That's where I bid you good night.
See ya. Thanks, Cameron. Bye bye. George from Melville in WA. G'day, George.
Hi, Phil. I went to South Perth Senior Centre Christmas in July lunch today.
Oh, did you?
There's no prawn cocktails.
Hang on. How can you have a Christmas in July lunch with no prawn cocktails? Oh, you know what? They couldn't. I bet you they could. They didn't have enough cash to run to prawns, George. That's what's happened.
You're right. But they're a lovely Ugandan primary school choir, black as the eighth of spades.
Yes.
They sing really well for about half an hour.
Oh, good. What did they sing? Christmas carols?
A
Ugandan song. what did you get? Anyway, George, what did you get to eat?
We had goddess soup.
Yeah. What's that? What's that mashed up goddess? Is it?
All Australian food. Australian soup.
Yep.
Main course. Ice cream.
Yeah, but what did you get for main course, George?
It was pork.
Oh, nice.
I had three serves of pork.
Oh, wow.
Put it on the plate. I hate my father. I come from a family of six and only one income.
Yeah.
We had everything, you know. So I ate all her food as well.
You know, well, I'm glad you're looking after yourself, George. Now tell me, question 23, which American author wrote the 1998 techno thriller Rainbow Six?
No idea, but I'll have a go at Hemingway.
Not Hemingway. No, not Hemingway. All righty, look, we've got lines free, 1-300-800-222. We're in rainbows, okay? Which American author wrote the 1998 techno thriller Rainbow Six? We've only got three questions left, so you could win if you want to have a crack here. Jeff the truckie's got the right answer. Jim in Campbelltown, yes, good. Jeff from Goodna, no, it's not Kurt Vonnegut, no. Frank from Mount Evelyn's got the right answer. What about Graham from Thornlands? Hello, Graham.
From Thornlands?
Yeah, Graham from Thornlands. Yeah, g'day.
Well, no, actually, coincidentally, my mother lived in Thornlands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said Huntingdale, so different state, different city.
Oh, you've come up on, the computer says no, Graham, it's given you Thornlands.
I could well have rung from there in the past, you know. I know this one.
Which American author wrote the 1998 techno thriller Rainbow Six?
Tom Clancy.
It is Tom Clancy, yes, very good. All right, two left. You're in Rainbows. Which Baz Luhrmann film features Nicole Kidman singing Over the Rainbow?
Australia.
Correct. Very good. Australia. Graham from Thornlands. To win, we are up to question number 25.
Frog.
What's that?
Kermit the Frog. Go on, up.
Rainbows is the category. Question 25. Quote, why are there so many songs about rainbows? Is the opening line of which song about rainbows?
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? What's on the other side? Oh, my goodness. The name of the song.
Is the opening line of which song about rainbows?
I'm going to give it to someone else, aren't I? Mental block for some reason. It's got to be the easiest question out there, but...
This one landed right in your lap, Graham.
It did, didn't it? I'm distracted driving and had a difficult intersection there, so let me just reset my brain. Rainbow Connection. Oh, my goodness.
Correct. I was happy to give you some leeway there, Graham, because I knew, you know what? I knew you knew it. Yeah. No, everybody sit nice and quietly, please, for this piece of magic.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Oh, yeah. Graham, well done. Good work. Excellent. Terrific. I'll put you on hold and we'll get this back to you. Where are you driving to?
I'm actually driving from Huntingdale to Thomastown.
Oh, okay. Righto. All right, good stuff. Graham, I'll put you on hold. We'll get some details from you and get this out to you. Thank you. Thanks to all the texters as well. Jonah Valera had the Rainbow Connection. Plenty of people. Karen from Mullumbimby, Jeff the Truckee, Rosa, good. Kermit the Frog, he yells. Lovely song. Thank God he got there. Annette from Perth, Baroni from Adelaide, Robin, Chris from Pakenham, and Jeanette in Launceston all had the right answer. Nice work.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.